Hey, hey, it's Mark here. And just to have a little precursor to this next episode, it was recorded as a YouTube show where I'm showing on screen lots of cover images. Hopefully you should be able to just follow along the content even without visuals to get a gist as to what I'm talking about. But if you want the full benefits, head on over to the Talking Joe YouTube channel to see all of the covers in their glory. Or alternatively, you can head on over to patreon.com/talkingjoe, where I have shared a post which also has all of these images on them. And now over to me to talk about the show.
Pathetic.
Hey, 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 it's me, Mark, and welcome to Talking Joe. There's been so much been going on lately that I thought it might be an opportune time to give a bit of a news roundup as to everything that's been going on in the world of comics, previews of all of the latest comics, all of the latest covers, and more. So there's been an awful lot, so let's get into it. So as a blatant plug, I run a Patreon site, patreon.com/talkingjoe, which gives followers lots of information about the show, all of the latest episodes, early access previews, and I will publish articles on there as well. And this is the Patreon site that has the article with all of the latest news. So I'm going to be using this as my source because I've already done the heavy lifting of grabbing all of the images and text and stuff to share. So I can just have a bit of a scroll through here and share you all of the information. So first off, just to let you know that Skybound has released a preview of A Real American Hero issue 301. So we've already seen these great covers from Andy Kubert. There's the Virgin cover with no logo, and there's the black and white, which will be the cover B. And so Skybound have shared a preview, about 7 pages, I think, of the interiors to 301. We've previously shared those on our Facebook page, but they also added in these cool extra recap pages, sort of introducing the G.I. Joe team and introducing the Cobras, letting you know who the key players are. So it's quite an insight to see which characters they're featuring in these. Obviously, you've got Cobra, Commander's the big bad, supported by Dr. Mindbender. You've got Destro and Baroness's key players, and the emerging significant player of Serpentor Khan. And we have Duke, Snake Eyes, Scarlet, Stalker, Storm Shadow, Dawn Moreno, Roadblock, and Lady J actually is a bonus character there. On the top, again, we've sort of key characters that we're used to seeing. Snake Eyes, whichever Snake Eyes that is, Stalker, Hawk. I think that's Clutch in the Mobat there. I believe that Steeler was killed. I've got to double-check that one, but so don't quote me on that. Duke, Lady J again, Scarlet, Roadblock. So interesting to see the key characters that they're featuring there. G.I. Joe Real American Hero 301 will be in the shops Wednesday, November the 15th. So that's very exciting. There's some variant covers. The cover A and B are both Andy Kubert. The color in black and white. Cover C is by Brad Walker. We get onto that in a minute. And there is a blank sketch cover as well. So for those of you who love a blank sketch cover, that is one for you. So we've also got the solicits for 302 on sale December 20th, Funeral for a Joe. As the Joes mourn their fallen brother, dangerous new forces are mounting against them. Cobra Commander returns to Springfield, and now the mutant Serpentor Khan turns to a deadly new ally you won't see coming. So a bit of a spoilery cover. Yeah, we've got somebody being taken out of the whale on a stretcher, covered up, implying that they're dead. We can see from the cover who is not there. So we can assume that it's not Scarlet or either of the two Snake Eyes that has been killed. Who is not there? Well, Dawn's not there. But all of the clues are that this could be Wade Collins, who received a nasty gunshot wound back in about issue 299. And it would make sense that his long-range recon patrol buddies, plus his son Sean, are there giving support to him. So we shall find out. This could be a misdirect. I'm sure we'll find out in December. There's the black and white for that cover. We've also just had the solicit early preview for 303. The Joes send in a covert team to learn the truth about Springfield. So Serpentor Khan has a deadly surprise in store for them. So Serpentor Khan looks like he's been exposed to the mutant zombie virus bomb and is turning a little bit green and mutant-y there. So I wonder if his snakes on his arm have turned into life as well. Artistic license, I think. And there's the black and white cover from Andy Kubert. So variant covers, let's get into those. All of the cover Bs will be by Brad Walker, with colours by Francesco Segala, who's also doing the interior colours for the book. So Brad gave some words in the article about that. He says, "Some of my very first comics I ever bought were G.I. Joe, and they informed much of my love for the medium. I particularly remember the covers blowing my young mind month after month. Getting to contribute to that legacy is really exciting. Plus, it's been a blast to explore these characters that I probably haven't drawn since I was 9 or 10 years old. Hopefully the fun I have drawing them comes across to the fans." So here's the first one, 301 with Snake Eyes and Serpentor. Then we have the 302 that was previously shared, Stalker and Cobra Commander. Brad Walker also shared a Virgin version of that without the trade dress. That is just for interest, not because it is on sale. And he also shared a black and white version. Again, that's just a peek behind the scenes on the process rather than something that's going to be available for sale. Then we have 303, Dr. Mindbender and Scarlet. 304, Duke and Destro. And 305, Dawn and the Baroness. Then there has been a number of retailer exclusive variants announced. So Mike Mayhew was the first one out of the gate. He put up for sale on October the 18th from his website, mikemayhewstudio.com, two Baroness covers for 301, one with trade dress and one as a virgin, i.e. without the logo. So cover A with the logo is $20. Cover B is more limited. Yeah, cover A is 1,000. Cover B is 500. So you can get a set of both together for $50. So looking very nice. Obviously, this is a return to G.I. Joe for him. He did a Baroness cover that's not too dissimilar to this previously, and also a Lady J cover as well. Then from 616 Comics, they have a Snake Eyes cover with Timber sort of lurking out of some bushes, and this is from Ethan Young. Again, they've got a trade dress version and a virgin variant, so you can go over to the616comics.com to find that one. Next up is from Stadium Comics. It's an exclusive variant by French Carlo Magno. This goes on sale Saturday, October 21st. Only 500 will be printed. And this features an image of Covergirl sort of looking out of the door of a Humvee at her reflection in the mirror. Looking a little, the style of art looking a little bit like Joshua Middleton or the Luna Brothers, perhaps. So moving on away from A Real American Hero new from Skybound, we've got a reprint of issue one. So this is touted as the Larry Hama cut. It's a reprint of issue one and it's described as the definitive edition of the first issue, restoring Larry Hama's original unedited dialogue, which has never seen print before. That unedited dialogue relates to Hawk's line of dialogue in issue one. He says, "We're soldiers. Our job is to follow orders and to do the impossible and make it look easy." And Larry Hama had always wanted that to say, "We're soldiers. Our job is to do the unthinkable and be forgotten." And it was changed by the editor, which sort of caught in his claw a little bit. So he's relishing the opportunity to have that fixed finally. There is a variant cover, a cover B by Pat Olef, which recreates that famous issue one cover by Herb Trimpey, but with the Cobra characters in in that pose of jumping off a hiss into the audience and so on. So, and with some change to the text as well, whereas the original one says, "The ultimate weapon of democracy, introducing America's sensational new special mission force for the 80s. This says, "The ultimate weapon of destruction, introducing Cobra, diabolical new agents of evil for the 80s. It's not the first time that we've seen that sort of idea being created. There was one that was done before in the IDW era. I think this was issue one of IDW's G.I. Joe variant for Graham Crackers, where Cobra's again, we're sort of jumping away from a hiss. So what is up next? So we had some previews for Duke issue one and Cobra Commander issue one. So the first few pages of those are now available online, as well as the covers that we'd seen before. So Duke issue one is from writer Joshua Williamson, artist Tom Riley, and colorist Jordi Belair. They tell the story of Duke, who is had his world shaken by events of Transformers issue two, and he investigates the mysteries behind the Transformers. That comes out on December 27th, 2003, and has a number of variant covers, some of which we've seen, some of which we haven't. We've seen Tom Riley and David Adger and Steve Epting, but I think some of the others we've not yet. Tyler Boss and Jason Wordy on cover C, which is the 1 in 10, and John Boy Myers, who's doing a 1 in 100 cover F. So we've not seen those images at the time of recording. Cobra Commander issue one has had a preview sort of, and that very much reinforcing the story before that this is going to be different and a bit more of a horror story, a bit grisly. It comes from writer Joshua Williamson, who was also writing Duke, artist Andrea Milana, and colorist Annalisa Leone, who is also the cover artist on Oblivion Song, which was the book that the Void Rivals team had been working on previously. This comes out in January 17th, 2004. Again, a number of variant covers, G, including a blank sketch cover. We've seen the main cover, David Adger's cover, Steve Epting's cover. We've not yet seen Chris Burnham's cover, cover E by Andrea Sorrentino, and also cover F, John Boy Myers. So we just had the NYCC, the New York Comic Con, and Skybound had a Energon Universe panel there. They sort of talked a little bit more about the Energon Universe and the books that would be coming out. Some of that we know already. News came out that there'll be a gap in Void Rivals after issue 6 comes out relatively soon. That will be out in issue 7 will be out in March, a few months gap. They said that because issue 1 sort of debuted a lot earlier than the other Energon series, they're going to give a bit of time to catch up so the stories can line up better. So I guess they're all in the same kind of timeline when they're creating the issues. So there'll be a bit of a break, and I think it will give the artist Lorenzo De Felici a bit of time to get all prepped as well. They're touting issue 7 as sort of the beginning almost of a new story arc. So there was also confirmation that Duke would be making his debut in Transformers issue 2. So if you weren't planning on buying any of the Transformers issues, worth picking up number 2. So that is out on November the 8th. And you might expect that possibly this pilot here with this with the helmet that looks like it says Duke, maybe, if you squint on the back of it. This suggests that possibly Starscream has interfered with Duke in mid-air. So what's up next? Duke issue 1 is on sale in December 2023. Cobra Command on sale in 2024. At the Skybound panel, they teased the team lineups. So the Duke team lineup of Colonel Hawk, Duke, Baroness, and Stalker. Interestingly, the Stalker lineup, sort of Stalker design, quite closely looking like his classified design. They said that their character design is sort of trying to be influenced by what has come before, a lot of the classic looks and sort of, you know, taking in the bandolier of Duke and his sort of yellow top. So it's sort of really sort of echoing like the key things, design principles of what makes Duke Duke, for example. But also, you know, thinking to themselves that by tweaking the designs and coming up with something new, that it might also be quite toyetic, with a chance of some of the designs being made into toys themselves in the future. So something that the writer and artist don't know will be happening, but thought to themselves, if they create something very cool and iconic, then possibly Hasbro may want to create toys of these designs. So actually, yes, a little bit of controversy that Baroness is in that original Duke team lineup. Presumably, there will be a bit of a heel turn at some point. She'll join Cobra, and other people speculating that perhaps that storyline from the G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra movie might play a part in this series. I'm sure it will be handled a little bit better. At NYC, there was a signing at Midtown Comics and also a signing at NYCC itself. And at these, there was a couple of books available. There was a Duke 1 Ashcan, which was given out to panel attendees. It was subsequently selling for about $150 on eBay. And that was by artist Tom Riley, who does the interiors. And there was also a Cobra Commander Spot Foil variant, which was limited to 1,000 copies and for sale for $25. And that had art on it from the Cobra Commander artist, Andrea Milana. And I believe that this book was not a Cobra Commander book in itself, but just a Cobra Commander cover over the top of the Duke Ashcan. We also had a reveal of the Cobra Commander lineup, which had Destro, Cobra Commander, Mercer, and Zarana. And that Zarana also looking quite close to her classified look with this gun with the kind of store attachment at the end of it. Steve Epting variants. So Steve Epting has been revealed as providing variant covers for Duke and Cobra Commander. They feature the sort of explosion flash echoing the art, the package art created by Hector Garrido. Great artist, Steve Epting, sort of iconic run on Captain America, the one that ended up being adapted into the movie universe. A lot of inspiration there for the Winter Soldier, for example. And then he's also provided the art for Cobra Commander, again with the background explosion behind him. And then, very cool as well, David Adjar is producing covers for both Cobra Commander and Duke. He's famous for Hawkeye, and again his work on Hawkeye was the key influence for the Disney Plus series of Hawkeye. And for these covers, he's really sort of leaning into a Jack Kirby kind of vibe, a sort of a bit of Kirby crackle there, and sort of big dynamic hands, faces, expressions. Particularly, yeah, on the sort of the noodly Kirby-esque sort of machinery that is in the background of the Cobra Commander cover. We've also had visibility of the Duke issue 2 cover art, which I assume is by Tom Riley, but can't 100% confirm that. And Duke issue 2 is expected to be shipping a month after issue 1, so December 2024. So that is it. That's the big rundown. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to check out any more of this, then head on over to the Patreon page. So that's patreon.com/talkingjoe, where all of these images are available and the links to where they were from. So now you know. And that means that you're all up to date with the comic news up to the date of recording, which is 21st of October. Yesterday, it seemed like things were coming out on a almost half hourly basis. So who knows what else will have been revealed by the time you actually have watched this. Anyway, for all the G.I. Joe news, keep tuned to this YouTube channel. To also head on over to our Facebook group, the Instagram page for Talking Joe, or the Twitter feed, not saying X, where generally most of our news is posted as it happens. But so that's us done, I think, or me done. And until then, remember that nobody beats Talking Joe, an international podcast. Laters.